The U.S. Border Patrol stormed a humanitarian aid camp in southern Arizona Monday night, accusing aid volunteers there of harboring undocumented immigrants. With me to discuss the situation from our Fronteras desk in Tucson is KJZZ's Michel Morisco. He's been reporting on this. Hey there, Michel.
Hey, good morning.
So I want to describe how this transpired first. There were agents with long rifles, a helicopter, an armored personnel carrier, all just after sundown Monday in Aravaca. What exactly happened?
Yeah, so the accounts from No More Deaths is that the Border Patrol entered with a pretty large number of agents. They brought in a Bearcat, an armored personnel carrier. BORTAC was apparently there. This is the tactical operations unit that has been, for example, in high visibility in Portland this past summer, right? And at that point, after they detained people, No More Deaths says that the Border Patrol agents used a crowbar and to smash open a shed on the property, pull out paperwork, started breaking windows, started breaking ceramics and glassware that was out, presumably for people to drink from and eat from, this kind of thing. And, you know, we're fairly rancorous in their treatment of the camp.
And Michel, 19 people were taken into custody. Do we know what happened to them?
So this is a fairly interesting situation. Under Title 42, this is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Health Protocol that allows the Border Patrol to skip any sort of due process and just immediately deport undocumented immigrants. 12 people were deported. Seven more were detained, and these were actually volunteers. They were apparently held in custody for upwards of 3 hours. But when I went back to look with the U.S. Attorney's Office there in Phoenix, who would ultimately have charged them, none of them had been referred to for prosecution. So ultimately, it's really curious as to why the Border Patrol would detain somebody for that long and yet not charge them. And it makes me wonder if there will be some sort of indictment or some sort of superseding indictment, some sort of larger case that comes down the road later.
So, Michel, there's been talk in the past about maybe No More Deaths and the Border Patrol trying to reach some kind of agreement where everybody can kind of live in peace. Has there been any kind of agreement between those two entities?
So, and this is really tricky as well. It's murky, and I would say it's intentionally murky in some ways. No More Deaths, as you say, has said that they have this loose agreement with the Border Patrol that they can operate under these Red Cross international standards. That is, they're allowed to have camps for people to seek aid at. And for example, Border Patrol agents would not then sit a half mile away or outside the front gate and monitor for undocumented immigrants coming in. The Border Patrol would have the authority to do that, but they don't. Until now. So there does seem to have been some sort of historical agreement there. When we asked the Border Patrol, top leadership doesn't acknowledge the question, and lower down on the pay scale, so to speak, at the Tucson sector, I get answers like, I've never heard of such an agreement. Yet for, you know, No More Deaths has operated in Southern Arizona since 2004 for 16 years. They've mostly been allowed to go unfettered until they start criticizing the agency.
Well, yeah, so how much of this might be retaliation for some of the complaints aid workers have made for some time, as you referenced, about the behavior of Border Patrol agents in the field?
So we know that several years ago, the No More Deaths group released some videos of agents committing pretty heinous acts on water supplies that No More Deaths had left out for undocumented immigrants and the like. At that point, immediately following that, Border Patrol arrested Scott Warren. This is a humanitarian aid camp volunteer in Ahul, who we covered a trial of extensively. They actually tried him twice, and no jury would ever convict him of harboring, which was what the U.S. attorney at the time had gone for. This past case, in I believe mid-July, No More Deaths had said that BORTAC was harassing and intimidating people, and they said that Border Patrol Union, this is the sort of controversial political union that has supported Donald Trump since his election were actually targeting No More Deaths. Within hours, even a day, I believe, of that criticism was the July 30th arrest, and then this one here. So if there was an agreement, it's out the window, and both sides have taken to criticizing one another fairly vehemently. Only time is going to tell here whether or not there's going to be a prosecution. At that point, it would become a sustained effort by not just the Border Patrol, but really the Justice Department and the U.S. government.
All right. That is KJZZ's Michel Morisco in Tucson. Michel, as always, thank you.
Hey, thank you.